Isaiah 26, there's just a beautiful picture. It says, this is a song, it says, that will be sung to the Lord. It says, "We have a strong city. He sets up salvation as walls and bulwarks." It's just what a powerful metaphor is in the ancient world, a city was a place of security with walls that would protect from the enemy. And you're saying, and a lot of people didn't live in the city. They would maybe have to flee to the city in times of war when an enemy was attacking, but This song is, we have a strong city. He sets up salvation as walls and bulwarks. The defense is not physical. It's not stones and bricks. It's our salvation. The forgiveness we have through our Lord Jesus Christ. Open the gates. Another image from the ancient world. The gates were the place where the enemies might try to come in and attack, and you would bar and lock and shut the gates, and they were designed in a way that you could ward off the enemy. Open the gates, that the righteous nation that keeps faith may enter in. And then it says this: you keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord God is an everlasting rock. What safety, what security, what peace we can have in the Lord when we turn our eyes from our circumstances to him and recognize he's our rock, he's our defense, he's our security, our peace is in him. It's not in the shifting sands of circumstance. It's in him who never changes, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he has set up salvation as walls and a defense for us. He protects us. He keeps us safe within his embrace, his love. Jesus died on the cross to pay my price, so that the enemy can't touch me ever again. I'm safe in him. Let's fix our eyes. Let's fix our hearts on him together this morning. Let's worship him and take refuge in his capable arms. I'm going to invite the deacons to come. We'll serve communion, bread and juice, that are reminders, pictures of Jesus' body broken, his blood poured out to pay my price, your price, to set us free so that we can enjoy him forever. This is an opportunity to run to his safe embrace, to fix our eyes on him and find peace in him and enjoy that peace that passes understanding. So let's worship him together as we remember. Father, thank you for sending your only son, Jesus, to take away my sin. To set up a strong bulwark of salvation that protects me from the enemy, in the midst of circumstances that may seem insurmountable, that we can run to you and find refuge and hope and help in you. Thank you, Jesus, for what you did to secure my salvation forever. Thank you for bread and juice that reminds us. Help us to worship you now. Jesus, what a treasure we have in you. We take refuge in you, and we enjoy the peace, the safety that you provide in you. We are eternally safe. Wrap your arms around us this morning and let us experience your peace. Lift our heads and keep our eyes fixed on you. We want to worship only you. His body broken for you. Take and eat. His blood poured out to secure our salvation. Drink.